beach, you know, from Ocean City to Ocean City to Stone Harbor, you know, you can't find a shell. You know, the shells you find are all broken.
Yeah.
You don't find any seaweed. You don't find, you know, there's nothing on the beach. It's like a desert out there.
Yeah.
And they've covered the jetties, the Army Corps, and you know, you get no place. I mean, I've had discussions with them in the I don't know what position they had in Philadelphia, but you know, they argued that that's the only way we can save our beaches from the ocean growing, you know, the tidal flooding and all that. The only way there's other ways. Other states don't pump sand on their beach without jetties like we do.
They do.
And they keep pumping it in. Every 5 years they pump it in. And if they don't extend these jetties out, they're not. It's just like shooting in the wind.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I just words don't explain how frustrated I am when I see these dredges. Pumping the sand in, wiping out our beaches, you know.
And then wiping out the inshore fishing.
Yeah, this time of the year, for years, this time of the year, I could go out on the beach and pick up clams, you know.
I haven't seen that in years.
You can't find a clam on the beach.
I haven't seen
years,
that either.
Years.
I haven't seen that
years.
Either.
No. Yeah, it just.
I've seen some crabs, and I've seen the birds picking on other things like
that. That's the other thing.
But I haven't seen that.
And this time of the year, you see.
All over.
Birds all over the place on the beach, you know, especially at low tide.
Yeah.
You can't find a bird out there. You find these big seagulls, that's about it, you know. But the migrating birds aren't on our beaches.
Yeah, it is like a desert. The beach at Atlantic City, I keep saying north, but it's actually east.
You got a good inlet, though, at Atlantic City. Hard running water.
On the front of the jetty up front is actually.
They keep it open.
30 feet of water in front.
Yeah.
And the further you go back into that. Towards Captain Starnes, we have 13 jetties in Atlantic City, and it goes up to 70 feet, dead low numbers. And with this new jetty that they actually put, that's the best thing the Army Corps of Engineers that they came up with is actually that new jetty with 3,000 feet. It's just totally awesome, and it's creating a lot of life. It's creating a lot of tog to be around in every other species of fish.
Yeah.
And that was one of the best things they ever came up with for Atlantic City to protect that whole.
And this
corner.
Is something they just did.
And they had to keep that inlet open because the Coast Guard's there.
Oh yeah, Coast Guard's there, and the commercial.
But the other inlets.
So it was actually choked up, and they had to come really close to Atlantic City side to Brigantine side. So the Army Corps of Engineer actually pumped that whole corner, that whole front out, and then they pumped it onto the sand up to the. There,
see, when they get below,
got 30 seconds, you guys.
When you get below Ocean City, they don't work the inlets. They take all the lumps offshore and wipe them out.
Good morning, Dave. Good to have you back.
Hey, Shep. Thanks for having me again.
What's up?
Well, it's the world of fisheries and policy management is always a wild world. So a few things coming up. This summer flounder season is we have an ASMFC meeting coming up next month to start to talk about the framework for the quota limits for this upcoming
2018 year.
As you know, New Jersey went to the mat last year to protect our recreational fishermen, ultimately getting a successful ruling by the Secretary of Commerce in order to keep an 18-inch fluke in the state of New Jersey on the Atlantic side and 17 Delaware Bay and then 16 inches from Island Beach State Park. So for this upcoming year, there will be discussions, the Virginia meeting starting December 11th. So the 27 harvest is still pending, so we have to see those results. So, you know, we can set the 2018 limits, sort of the scuttlebutt, because there was a recent meeting where some other species were discussed, like menhaden, but sort of the scuttlebutt might look like status quo for this upcoming year. And clearly we want to figure out what does that mean for New Jersey, because we did get that ruling from the secretary last year to keep 18 inches in New Jersey. So we're hopeful that that's what that would mean for New Jersey, which was the 18-inch fluke, 3-bag limit, 104-day season. And the other big thing is the process has started to go through and finalize the stock assessment, benchmark stock assessment, which hasn't been conducted since 2013.
Yeah.
That's going to go on next year in 2018, which will help inform the 2019 season as well, sort of the long-term horizon. So we're closely following that as well. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep pushing it to protect New Jersey's interest.
Yeah, but Dave, the Secretary of Commerce, after the meeting with the ASMSC, stated that he was quoted as saying he would not be getting involved again. And he also was quoted as saying that he wasn't wrong in his decision, but he was not going to get involved this year.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I saw the letters as well that came out of any of the follow-up meetings. And obviously it depends on what decisions are made, at the commission level. Again, New Jersey is able to win the day on sound science to show that we reach conservation equivalency. But we hope to work with the commission, again, to protect a fair and equitable harvest limit for recreational commercial industry, as well as protecting the stock.
Hey, the other thing is that, you know, the ASMFC has recommended that New Jersey go back into the region with New York and Connecticut, and that is flat out wrong. New Jersey has to be a standalone region. Otherwise, that we're going to, you know, the data clearly says that when we go in with New Jersey or New York and Connecticut, we come out the loser.
Yeah, and you know, technically we were in the region with them last year, but we were able to show that we were reaching conservation equivalency through our regulation. So, you know, those are things that are going to have to be discussed at the December meeting. Does that mean, if it does end up being status quo for this year, does it mean that New Jersey will keep the same limits that we had or same quota we had for last year? It's definitely going to be a hot topic for discussion because you're right. Otherwise, as you know, we're in that region with New York and Connecticut, and that's a real challenge for us given, with the flu season that we're more in a transitional zone. We have neighbors to the south, like Delaware, who their limit is 17 inches, 365 days a year, fishing the same waters off of New Jersey. And then you go northern Jersey, you know, into New York and Long Island, and they had a 19-inch limit. So, it's a challenge, but definitely things that will have to be discussed during the December meeting.
Yeah, but all the big fish actually go up north all the time.
Yeah, Bill has documented many times through the years is that, you know, the flounder head, the bigger flounder, when they head out, they head up the beach too.
Yeah, the migration pattern, I've tagged over almost 10,000 flounder, and the migration pattern of a flounder that's out over 1 year, 80% of them are re-caught 50 miles or further north, and some of them have been caught, some of mine have been re-caught as far away as New Hampshire. After 2 or 3 years. So there's clearly a migration to the north of the bigger fish.
18-inch, anything over 18 inches is they're all females, so we're killing all the breeders.
The only mechanism Secretary Roth has in order to manage this fishery, there are like three switches that he could make a ruling on. That would be bag limit, size, and season. He said there is no mechanism at this point in order to put a slot fish in. And, of course, Bill has been pushing for, as long as I've known him, you know, a couple of fish at the perhaps 15 through 18-inch size and a couple of over 18, allowing us to sustainably manage the fishery. What can we do right now? I like to focus on one issue and then push that hard. What can we do right now to get that switch put on a federal level so that mechanism can be in place here in New Jersey and we can breathe a little easier and not rehash this every year?
There have been ongoing discussions in Congress and, you know, they're reviewing amendments to Magnuson-Stevens bill, which is ultimately the law that dictates ultimately everything that we're talking about today. So for the public, definitely get engaged with your members of Congress and your two U.S. senators, because there are active discussions going on, and there have been a few committee meetings already on MSA. So that's part one. And also more locally, come out and attend our Marine Fishery Council meeting. We have one coming up January 4th. I know that's the council that, they make recommendations. They set these limits. They advise the commissioner directly on these issues. So definitely come on out to those meetings, and you can check our website, New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife, and come on after those meetings and get engaged.
Yeah.
we're keeping up the, you know, this wasn't a one-year thing. We're going to keep up the pressure on this.
Great.
You know, as you know, we also launched a public education campaign, If You Can't Keep It, Save It, which was a big part of our argument. We distributed, we partnered with American Sport Fishing Association, Eagle Claw, distributed 20,000 free J-hooks at bait and tackle shops. And we're going to be putting out soon a follow-up survey, which we've partnered with or contracted Montclair State University to find out the results. So, you know, anglers, if you're out there, if you get the link for the survey, take the time to get it, because that provides us really helpful information that ultimately helps us make our argument that our public education campaign was successful in helping to reduce the discard mortality rate during this last season.
Just so you know, there is an increasing sentiment for that slot fish, I guess, set of regulations, you know, something like, what do you think, Bill, 16 to 17 and then 118, something 16, like that?
16, 18 inches and then, you know, something over 18 inches. But try to save the spawners. I mean, that's the only way the population is going to increase if we have spawning fish. And if we're taking spawning fish, only spawning fish out of the water, that's not going to happen. And clearly the numbers show that as the size limit went up, the population increased until it got to 17 and a half inches. The population flattened out, and at 18 inches, the top population has been going down ever since. So the data is pretty clear to my mind.
Yeah, it is.
He mentioned the Megerson-Stevens Act revision.
Yeah.
And as of a week ago, not one New Jersey congressman or senator has signed on as a co-signer on this bill that's going to be going through Congress. Yeah. I think it's H.R. 200.
Yeah. I also, Mark called me. You're the guy from Frank Lobiondo's office that you've talked to a couple times.
Right.
He called me, and you know, I'll have Lobiondo on here, too, in a couple of weeks, and we can...
H.R. 200 is a revision to the Megerson-Stevens Act, and, you know, New Jersey representatives haven't co-signed yet, so that's discouraging.
Mark Mason's that guy's name, right? Yeah.
Now, I wanted to talk about the Army Corps engineer, with the beach replenishment. It's just, it's really frustrating, because it's, here they, you know, year after year, they dump all this sand on the beach, basically suffocating the whole entire food chain. Where is the environmental impact? God forbid I mention the word environment, because then there's like two sides of the fence. People are like, well, they don't want to be labeled some heat tree hugger or something. You know, the whole food chain is jacked up all along the coastline because of all this beach replenishment. It's basically suffocating the whole food chain, and it's voiding life, but it's going someplace else. These stripers are going further offshore. But where's the environmental impact? Do they ever do an environmental impact on what it's doing to the food chain along the beach?
The sea bass population is reported to be 230% over target, and yet I just heard, and I'll probably hear more Monday at the advisors meeting, that they're recommending a reduction in the sea bass season, because they're saying that the sea bass are maturing and will be dropping out of the population. Yet, however, this year and even last year, the inshore sea bass of 4 to 8 inches was so thick that you couldn't keep a piece of bait in the water. I mean, I've caught as many as 50 at a time. So that what I'm seeing and what they're saying doesn't make any sense. Seems to me we should be increasing the sea bass season, not reducing it.
We are closely following sea bass, and you know, there are obviously and there are discussions as well of potentially opening up a wave in February, which, you know, impacts other waves. You know, depending on what our quota limit's going to be. And one thing we really want to explore, and we'll have conversations about this at the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council meeting on January 4th, is knowing what we know now for summer flounder, how do we better align the sea bass season, especially in the fall? Because, you know, one is, you know, tremendous outcome from New Jersey as far as what we discussed for fluke. But one of the things that came out of it as well is that there was a downtime, especially for the party and charter boat industry after summer flounder season ended and before the next wave from black sea bass picked up. So something we want to discuss at that meeting, obviously hear the public's input as well, is how do we better align the waves knowing what we know so we don't have those gap periods? Because that really impacts the state's economy as well. I mean, as we know, the recreational and commercial fishing industry employs 65,000 people. It's a $2.5 billion industry in the state, and that's something we take very seriously.